here's a story from The World.
Let's take a journey 9,000 miles due south to Antarctica. And a good news nature story from The World's Anna Cosmer.
That's the sound of an emperor penguin colony. They're in the news this week because the species is doing a lot better than we thought. Scientists released a new study that found 11 previously undiscovered colonies along Antarctica's coast.
Some of these colonies were suspected before, but most of them are totally new to science.
Peter Fretwell at the British Antarctic Survey led the study. How'd he find the missing penguins? It's not exactly easy for scientists to trek around the icy continent. So Fretwell and his team used satellite imagery to find, well, penguin poo.
Technical term guano, but you could call it poo if you like.
Technical term guano, but you can call it poo if you like, he said there, on a less than optimal Zoom connection. Anyway, guano, poo, semantics. But snapping pictures of penguin droppings from space was key for scientists.
They're quite messy birds. They live on the ice for about 9 months of the year. The ice should be pure white. And we go and look for these browny-red stains on the sea ice, which are quite distinctive of emperor penguin colonies.
Fretwell says the findings shocked some penguin scientists and show that the global emperor penguin population may be 20% higher than previously thought. Great news, he says.
Because this is a species which is vulnerable to global warming and climate change, so having more penguins is definitely good news.
Next step, Fretwell says, they want to snap some more photos to get a better look at the penguins themselves, not just the droppings they leave behind. For The World, I'm Anna Cusmer.
And one more piece of good news from Antarctica. There are no reported cases of coronavirus down there.
From PRX.